He got me there.
So you worked with the same crew pretty much for a number of years?
Yeah, for, I'm going to say the first 6 years, I worked for pretty much the same crew.
How many people were on that boat?
At one time, it was anywhere from 11 or 12.
And did you, I mean, you must have formed a pretty close bond then.
Oh, very close. I mean, you become each other's brother.
Yeah.
You know, the cook becomes your grandmother, you might say. You know, and I really did. I had a good relationship with all of them. I mean, there's sometimes, you know, I mean, you run across somebody that's just not happy, or just somebody you just can't please.
Right.
You know, but I've been fortunate enough that I have worked with a lot of good people.
Yeah.
Good, honest Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I respect that.
Do you have any stories or anecdotes from the, you know, early from when you were a deckhand or?
Yeah.
That you want to share on tape?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you one thing. You know, everybody hears this out there is never step into a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did that one night. I was, but it was one of those days to where they did nobody honored the 12-hour rule back then. I mean, yeah, you were supposed to have been on a six-on, six-off schedule, but and at this time, I mean, we were very busy. Barges were having to be loaded or unloaded, and the office was changing orders. We had to move all of our rigging because eventually all the rigging's going to wind up on one barge because you're going to your destination,
mm-hmm.
and you got to start all over picking them back up downriver. Well, they changed orders on this barge on us that had all the rigging. They decided it had to be loaded. So the whole crew, the captain kept the whole crew up. I mean, not just that 6 hours on, mm-hmm. that crew. He kept both crews up, and we had been up like 40 hours, you know, 36 to 40 hours. We were kind of crazy, and, you know, you get delirious, you know.
Right.
And I was pulling wires and stuff, and I did. I stepped off between two barges and stepped in that shadow, and I got pinned between them. And luckily the captain, he seen me fall because he was in the wheelhouse. I got pinned between the two barges with my shoulders, and I didn't even know what happened, you know. I was sitting there scared to death, but I remember him. I heard him come out of the wheelhouse, holler, cut that line off, you know, because he thought I went underneath it, but it didn't. But I got pinned in there. But I'm just thankful that we were tied off and he didn't move the rudders
right.
on the boat because it would have been terrible.
Would have crushed.
Yes.
Would have come together, right?
Yes, because yeah. I stepped into that shadow that was, I'm going to say, maybe 18, a foot to 18 inches of a gap.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I went down, and when I did, my shoulders got between each barge, and it pinned me. And I got bad skin burns on it, but other than that, I didn't get hurt. But the mate, we were all out there. It was six of us. There were six on deck. So all six of us were out there working, and the first mate was out there, and he seen me. Well, he heard something. He turned around and looked, and he heard what the captain said, so he seen me. He shined a flashlight, and it was nighttime. He shined a flashlight, and he said, oh, man, he kind of startled him, too. But he's the one that got down on the barge and had somebody to hold him in order to reach my hand, and he
right.
pulled me out. But, no, that just about done me in because I went back to the boat. I was upset, you know. I thought, man, I don't need this. I thought I seen my whole life go right before me. So captain come down there and talked to me and told me I was just tired. I said, yeah. I said, everybody's tired, you know. So I got to go to bed, and I got up the next morning. He talked to me again, and I decided, yeah, I would stay. But I learned a valuable lesson, too, man. I never stepped into another shadow again.
Right.
You know, and I listened to what people said, and you know, honored it because it, I mean, there's a lot of different terminology out there, you know, and you have to learn this,
right?
You know, and they,
well, how long had you been on the job when that happened?
I had been on the job, I'm going to say close to, it wasn't quite a year close to it. I wasn't really what you call your experienced,
right?
You know, but. No, it was a big eye-opener for me. And I don't care about reliving that, but
right.